I'm Jeremy Shea with Alaska Public Media. In the lengthy procession of more than 30 executive firings and resignations that cast a shadow on City Hall during Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson's tenure, Sharon Lechner's doesn't fit. She had been the director of the Office of Management and Budget for about 6 months when she told the mayor she planned to quit. Along the way, Lechner flagged a litany of problems in the city's accounting systems that could threaten the city's credit and saddle taxpayers with expenses they shouldn't be responsible for. Sharon Lechner is the city's outgoing budget director and a certified public accountant. She also served as the city's chief financial officer under two previous mayors. Here's how she described herself in February.
I'm a pretty uninteresting person, so.
That's exactly how we like our books.
That was Assembly Chair Chris Constant reacting. Lechner came to learn that Anchorage's books are very interesting, in bad ways. A few months after that hearing, she delivered a conservative accountant's version of a mic drop. She told the mayor she was quitting because the Assembly rejected budget revisions to address various accounting problems. And then she told a public commission that the city has significant off-balance sheet liabilities, not unlike the former energy giant Enron, which imploded spectacularly in 2001 amid revelations of accounting fraud and corruption.
Before the implosion occurred, a whistleblower communicated to the highest levels that debt was being understated and earnings overstated. Enron was one of the first companies to bring the concept of off-balance sheet liabilities to the public's attention.
She and the city's independent auditors both say there's no evidence of fraud in the city's books. Her point was about risk and failure to heed warnings.
Hello.
Lechner works extremely long hours, but made time for an interview at a sleepy city hall when most of her coworkers were enjoying the Juneteenth holiday.
I don't have holidays. We absolutely have to get this out because my last day is June 30th.
By this, she means the city's annual comprehensive financial report for the 2022 calendar year, going back to at least 2001. It's never been this late. These reports are typically hundreds of pages long, filled with dry financial statements, notes, and ideally, an independent auditor's opinion that the city's bookkeeping fairly and accurately reflects its finances, in line with professional accounting standards. A clean opinion is the goal Lechner's working toward with the auditors right now. Nothing good comes from a bad audit opinion.
So for instance, the rating agencies that rate you for bonds will view you with suspicion, and you could be penalized with a downgrade in your bond ratings, which would equate to higher interest rates when you sell bonds on the market.
And that means bigger tax burdens for major city projects. Lechner has a long list of reasons why the annual report is so late, including extraordinary turnover in the division normally responsible for bookkeeping and audits, and complicated systemic issues going back years. One of the biggest problems Lechner found working with the auditors is related to a major software purchase the city made years ago. Explaining how this went under the radar gets technical, but basically, Lechner says there were errors around how the expense was allocated to various city departments.
The impact is that we thought our fund balance situation was here, but in reality, from our perspective, it was $27 million worse.
$27 million?
Yes. Worse than we thought.
Multiple issues tie back to the privatization of the city-owned electric utility in 2020. She's identified millions in related expenses being borne by taxpayers that should come out of earnings from the sale. Lechner has found more issues, big and small, that she fears will surprise policymakers, like time bombs when the accounting is straightened out. She says she's tried to warn the assembly members, giving them handouts and her cell phone number, but none of them have called.
The assembly needs more information because what they're focusing on is fund balance in a vacuum. And it's kind of like a horse with blinders on.
Meg Zolotel, who co-chairs the Anchorage Assembly's Budget and Finance Committee, says the body needs time to digest and discuss how to deal with the issues. She says the assembly can't make big changes quickly.
We don't doubt the seriousness or even the urgency of doing so. We just don't think this was the last opportunity.
After explaining accounting issues to a layperson for an hour, Lechner needed to prepare for her next conference call with the auditors.
I probably bored you to tears. No, there's probably no story here, I think.
She plans to work through this final weekend between mayoral administrations to get the audit done. In Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.